Paris is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie reviewer, Kevin Suarez, regular size Kev. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So we've got a couple of flicks to talk about this week. What's our first one?
We'll be talking about Ben Is Back.
Ben Is Back. So this is Julia Roberts, yep. I understand. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Sure thing. So Ben is back. Ben is a 19-year-old kid who returns back to his family house after leaving rehab. And the movie follows 24 hours afterwards as his parents are a little bit wary about his activities and his intentions for his return.
Okay, so a very short time frame.
Yeah, surprisingly short. I thought that it would cover a longer period of time, like the movie Beautiful Boy, but no, this is definitely a shorter amount of time. Makes it more intense and I think a little bit more personal.
Okay, it's an interesting approach. Firstly, what was good?
Well, I thought that the story was very decently told. Essentially, a drug addict is forced to face his actions when he finally goes to Addicts Anonymous and has to come across other similar addicts who he may have brought drugs into their lives and speaking to them and then realizing where he's gone wrong and what he needs to do to improve. The basic story is that his dog has been kidnapped and he has to try and find who has taken it. Admittedly, when I first saw where they were going with the story, I thought it's starting to veer a little bit towards some sort of comedy plotline, but it was handled really well.
Okay, yeah, it sounds a little unusual, but I'll give it that.
But it was used as a framing device for him to write up who he has wronged in the past during his time as a drug addict before going into rehab and then come face-to-face with them, which I thought was really well done, as well as the editing and the acting as well. From a purely visual perspective, I thought everyone did a good job from on-screen. Julia Roberts did well, although admittedly, I do think she may have, in one or two scenes, perhaps gone a little bit too melodramatic, my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the whole cast did a fairly decent job.
Drawbacks?
Yes. As I mentioned, the melodrama was a little bit on the nose. So on occasion, Julia Roberts would suddenly go from being very calm to shouting at someone or acting irrationally, which I guess sort of sucked me out of it. I thought maybe that's a bit of an overreaction. I'm not sure if my mom would react in that way. On occasion, like scenes that should normally be quiet or just, you know, tense, just people talking, ends up suddenly becoming loud and lots of people arguing over something. I felt that perhaps they should have maybe sort of dialed down the tone a little bit more in some of the scenes. And I also felt that, I mentioned it earlier, but I felt that a lot of the themes and a lot of the characters and so on has already been covered in a movie called Beautiful Boy, which only came out about 3 months ago. I think the DVD has just finally been released. And it's a very similar movie where parents have to deal with their drug addicted son over a period of time and hope that he doesn't go back into doing drugs. Many of the story beats, I could see a lot of parallels, and I'm not sure if releasing these two movies together was a good idea because they both cover the same thing essentially.
Now that seems fairly timely, but our next film actually especially timely, I would have thought, just at my brief glance of the description of this film. It's called The Hate U Give. And it's essentially the protagonist is a young black woman who witnesses the police shooting a friend of hers who was also black. So very, very timely given the sort of stuff we see coming out of the States right now.
Yes, and I think that it's an especially important story to tell so that people can understand this massive issue when it comes to police brutality. And one of the best things movies can do is highlight what is happening in that community and issues that people may not realize is happening or may turn a blind eye, but finally putting it into the spotlight I think was a good idea. So it's based on a novel as well, and the movie itself, I thought that it was really well made. like across everywhere. Like, I don't think I really have any drawbacks to give for this movie. So the story was very focused and very fierce. It doesn't try and do anything sort of similar to Benny's Back, where it sort of goes off on a little tangent that you're not sure where it's going to go. The story is very focused. You know exactly where it's what's going to happen. And the characters themselves are very realistic. So they're multifaceted. They can be charming, determined, and they can be witty, and on occasion sometimes show their flaws as well, which I thought was a very well done, very well written movie, especially so that sometimes when movies do try and tackle serious issues, the characters themselves may not be written well enough to handle these issues. But I think the movie, the script, the writing, the direction, the acting especially, everything was done perfectly. And essentially, this is a very important movie because it does tackle police brutality, and it does tackle and other issues as well. And I didn't even realize while I was watching the movie that this was targeted towards a young adult audience. I thought that this was especially a movie that should be seen by young people and older people as well.
Terrific. Okay, well, great big couple of thumbs up for The Hate U Give there from Regular Size Kev. A bit of a middle ground for Ben is Back. Kev, thanks very much.
You're welcome.